ASMR is usually precipitated by a stimuli referred to as triggers. ASMR triggers, which are most commonly auditory and visual, may be encountered through the interpersonal interactions of daily life. Stimuli that can trigger ASMR include listening to softly spoken or whispering voice, like we're doing now, tapping, scratching, or crinkling sounds. And here are some ASMR examples that we have found to be relaxing. Why is it relaxing? Why can it be used in the context of mental health? Well, research suggests that ASMR leads to changes in brain activity, which are typically associated with a calm, relaxed state. It has also been found to significantly reduce heart rate and slow down breathing, which both occur in stress reduction techniques such as yoga and meditation. People across the globe report ASMR as being helpful for reducing stress.
So there is a lot going on, not only on campus, but in the world right now. So it is definitely important, yet easier said than done, to prioritize physical and mental health. We work at CAPS in the peer education program, and part of our job is to talk to other college students about college stressors and just about anything. In this political, social, and psychological climate, it is easy to be hard on ourselves, and we just need to remember that no one is alone. You can stay up to date on our Instagram and website for pep talks that we have weekly on Zoom with people like us, and group activities that we have bi-weekly in person.
And keeping with the theme of sound and sound therapy this quarter, we hope you found this episode to be relaxing. In our future episodes, we will talk about services at CAPS and student health center services, such as case management and more on sound therapy. So stay tuned, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening.